Alicia, Alicia, Castro, Castro. 12/17/25/11/4/73. This is a 52-year-old woman comes in complaining of right lower quadrant pain. Period. New paragraph. Patient is married. She has two children. She works for a wood factory. She does a lot of movement. She felt like she was having severe abdominal pain, right lower quadrant. 9 out of 10. She took Tylenol. Pain has somewhat subsided and is here now for evaluation. Period. Review of system, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, or convulsion. Last period, 2021. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, married, two children, works for a wood cutting place, does a lot of movement. Mammogram is ordered. Last one was 2 years ago. Cologuard is up to date. Surgery, hernia surgery times two. Carpal tunnel surgery times two, partial hysterectomy, still has her appendix, medical problems, micro headaches, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, medication, pantoprazole, 40 milligram, went to the immunization, is up to date, allergen and drug allergy, family history, no colon cancer reported, positive for diabetes, high blood pressure, and stroke. Patient doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. She's had three children, by the way. Under social, put down, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. She weighs 144, she's gained about 5 pounds from last year, 98.1, 100%, 20/75, 132 over 75, heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs, feel wrong, quite abdomen, soft, neck, show JVD, skin shows, no rash around mucosa with an illusion, there's tenderness noted over the right lower quadrant. Lower extremity shows no edema, clubbing cyanosis, but has had edema in the past. As far as abdominal pain is concerned, assessment, the urinalysis shows slight glucoside, treat with macrodatin, 100 milligram twice a day. Number two, given the severity of the pain earlier, the location of the pain, SCT is warranted. CT without contrast ordered now. Patient will go to Deerbrook, Deerbrook Hospital for a CT now. It's ordered stat. They will call us with the results. Next number. Hyperlipidemia. Next number, her carotid ultrasound this year looks worse than it did last year with solitary plaque. Start Crestor, 20 milligram one today. Next number, family history stroke. Better reason to start the Crestor. Next number, she had some blood work done recently. We did not do blood work on her because she's going to bring that to us. Next number is nausea related to gastroesophageal reflux. Next number is continue with the patient's medication. Next number, mammogram given, mammogram order given. Next number, last year blood work was within normal limits. I'm going to wait till I get the results from this year as well. Next number, urinalysis discussed with leukotriene, leukocytes positive. Next number, even if the CAT scan is negative, she needs to take the macro bed, and she knows that. Next number, Crestor 10 milligram, number 90 given. Not 20, 10 milligram number 90 given. This is to help prevent further worsening of arthroma and atherosclerotic carotid disease. That was noted today. Thank you. Patient will return with the results of CAT scan later this afternoon.